Ohio seniors, it's time to make the right call for better Medicare benefits with Medical Mutual. Plans start at $0 per month and include $0 doctor visits and $0 generic prescription drugs. Visit medmutual.com/review or call 1-866-966-9338 to find a plan today. MedMutual Advantage plans are HMO, HMO, POS, and PPO plans offered by Medical Mutual of Ohio with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in a MedMutual Advantage plan depends on contract renewal.
We will get to Bills Thrills in a second. Before that, quick plug for our friends in Holdridge at First Rate Egg. Look at Bill's hat, Sip.
First Rate!
There's the logo. Bill Bush is
good
the
job.
Logo.
That was good.
Oh, I love being
you
the logo.
You should be the logo.
I love being the logo.
They are a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. 26 years in business. Reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
Those guys, they made so much money for everyone, and it's incredible. I met those guys about a year ago. Also, Jake, if you're okay, tomorrow during the conference call, we're going to discuss our next trip to Holdridge.
Please do.
Me and Jake will head out there and meet up. And build. Jake, what were we doing last year? Was I in Kearney for something? Because we drove separately.
We did. Yeah,
I'd like to drive together. Yeah, I'd like to drive together because I'd like to have that time together with Jake Sorensen.
Oh, for God's
just
sake.
To have that. I'd like to have the
2-hour and 20-minute drive like to Holdridge.
Isn't that cute?
Yes, it is. I'd like to spend
it's
time
cute.
With Jake. Yes. So, First Rate.
First, do it again. Do it one more time, please.
What's that?
First Rate.
The logo.
The logo.
All right. It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Is it going to be a bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. You see, I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. The ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a Wild Card Wednesday, Bill. Where are you going today?
Wild Card Wednesday. Thank you so much for Mid Plains Advisors. We wouldn't have Bill's Thrills without them, and I appreciate them so much. I'm going to go to the NFL.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
You?
We call it a better time.
The kickoff is a ripoff. The kickoff is a ripoff. The NFL made this new awesome change to go to the USFL.
Come on.
Whatever league it was, to change the kickoff. They're going to make it a play now.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't, if you kick the ball into the end zone or out of the end zone, the ball comes out to the 30. Can't do that.
Okay.
And then land the ball in field like that. Yeah. You know when better times were? During the preseason, 70% were returned. Nope. We're right back to the same numbers as last year. Turn the film on.
Why? What are they doing?
No one returns balls. They just bomb them out of the back of the end zone. It's almost like both sides agree before the game. You guys kick it out, take the ball at the 30. We'll kick it out on the other side.
Don't tell me that. That's what's going on?
You don't see many returns.
It doesn't happen anymore. They're backed in. And before it was like a 28% return rate or 25% return rate. It's like right at 30%. It's basically almost back to what it was last year.
They're just bombing them?
You just bomb the ball. There's no plays. There is no kickoff returns. There is no kickoff coverage. It's almost like, listen, we really don't want to work on this during practice, so let's just kick these balls out of here. Because everybody has a kicker that can bomb the ball out unreturnable, unless they mishit it. They can bomb it out of here. So that's what's happening. And that was the whole deal. I hope they change the rules so they get the ball at the 40 now. The whole idea is to land the ball in play because you can't fair catch it, and you get a play out of it. So guess what? Returners are valuable on a team to make a team. They're not as valuable for you right now.
Do you move the kickoff back then? Is that what we're talking about?
No. What they say is the ball has to land in this certain area.
Right.
And if it does, like that, you have to return it. And so if you moved it back, make it harder. But the other penalty
that's
would be
saying.
Just give the offense the ball at the 40. I felt it was a giant coaching error, but it worked out for him in the overtime the other night when Tampa Bay scored. They didn't go for two.
Okay.
And there's 27 seconds, and they bombed the ball out of bounds. I go, this gave Mahomes 27 seconds and the ball at the 30. And Buckner can make instead it from about him, like 65-yard field
you
goal.
You said make him return this.
Yeah, and make him use the clock. I'd much rather have the ball, right. The clock ticking yep. in the hands of the returner than Mahomes. I don't want the ball in Mahomes'
hands. But it would have violated the pregame agreement. Yeah.
We're not returning. You're not returning.
I don't know. Like I said, that's a, no, I know that's you're a crazy
joking,
joke. But
no, you're joking.
But just watch the games. Just watch the games.
God, I'm no, like, so why it's not a
part
you do
of the
that?
Game. It's not part of the game anymore. It just went away.
Oh,
no
boy.
One does it.
And it looks ridiculous. You got both teams at the 40-yard line.
Now they're all lined up, and both teams, what they do, they kind of go, huh, because they tell them when the kickoff team is up, they go, what are we doing? We're kicking it out of the end zone. And they just kind of go, huh, ball lands back to the end zone, and everyone jogs off. They're kind of, and they're lined up on people, kind of, hey, good, everybody cool, like that, and jog off to your side. There's no kickoff return. It doesn't happen anymore.
Because what?
What's that? The kickoff is a ripoff.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see it start. I'm like, okay. Because also, guess what? So now, special teams like that coordinator was a big deal. He's, and, you know, if you want to, even in college, you can kind of opt out. Because I used to always think, okay, do we want to give him the ball to 25 all the time? Should we try to be a – can we kick a ball to make him return it so that they have to try to just give him the ball to 25? Yep. They get the ball to 30. At the 30. They bomb it out and say, take the ball to 30. How excited do you get when a kickoff team
that's really huge.
You know how hard it is to return the ball and the ball lands at the 1 yard line to the 30.
Oh,
it's a great
really
return.
Hard.
It's a great return.
It's really hard to do. And but they're saying like, nah, we're not. No big deal.
I don't get this. Is it an injury issue? Like, do they say,
No, they took the violent collisions out of it. First of all, they changed a long time ago, back when they used to go wedge. And then they had people remember the wedge busters. So it'd be a guy running down for 50 yards and just barrel into
what was that
wedge.
Guy's name? Lance?
Gray was incredible.
You're
for
incredible.
Nebraska. Lance Gray.
Gray was a wedge buster.
Yeah, there's
Jake.
Wedge busters. They'd be unblocked until the wedge, and then also imagine just being in the wedge. Who we got going on, guys? We're going to come together. They're going to have a guy that gets a 50-yard run at our face. Right. I mean, just so that's
that
like
Lance
okay.
Gray.
Yeah, so it was incredible. They took that out.
Kamikaze, Jake. And he was a kamikaze.
They took that out. Yeah. And but then now they say, you know what? We're going to add it back in. Mm-hmm. We're going to make it a play. Because but last year, it wasn't a play at all. There was no kickoff. So imagine being a special teams coordinator. Okay, let's talk about kickoff return. I talk about one thing. We're going to talk about the hands team. So, because that's what we have to be able to do. We have to be able to recover an onside kick. Because what about the other part, Coach? Doesn't happen. They just boom the ball out of here. If not,
but don't you still got to cover it to a certain extent?
Yeah, you have to cover it to a certain extent. But when you line up and you're the kickoff guy, if you knew you have an unbelievable kicker, that's the time where you could rest a couple people and say, listen, we don't need him on kickoff. Because why? Because the ball's going to land the back of the end zone. They're not going to return this kickoff. So,
now, there's variables, though. What if you're in a Buffalo and the wind's blowing?
There's always variables. There's some variables to it.
You might have to cover them.
But the theory is, and the theme is, boom, just kick it out of here.
God.
And so.
God, what a ripoff. Yeah.
And so everyone's excited. I said it on air here. I'm so pumped for this. It's become a play again. I go, and this is going to move into college. And with college is probably different because you still see some returns in college. You do still see some have to cover. But all of a sudden, if I'm sitting there and I'm going like, do we really want to give him the ball at the 30? If I'm the D coordinator, I'm like, no. Kick the ball and go tackle him at the 20.
I was optimistic.
25 in college.
Yeah. I'm saying kick the ball and make him return it and then tackle him.
Right. I know. I hear what you're saying.
In the NFL, you can't fair catch it. So if the ball's in play, it's in play.
In week one, the Cardinals had a kickoff return for a touchdown against the Bills, which said, okay, here we go. We got some life.
Okay.
Kickoff return. It's been very quiet since then. I think it's been one or two more in the league that happened, but it's not a huge play. You thought maybe that would be a sign of things to come.
Nope.
Not so much.
So when they jog out there now, you can stay in your kitchen, get yourself something to eat. What's going on? Kickoff.
No.
I'll be back when we get the ball at the 30.
You would have to address the hands team, though.
That'd be the team I'd be working on the most because kickoff return, he's like, nah, we're not doing it.
Mm-hmm.
We're not
interesting,
doing it.
Bill. Yeah. That's really interesting. That's too bad.
Anything from the text line, Jake?
We got a text. Someone says, Eric Martin at Oklahoma State in 2012 is why we can't have fun on kickoffs anymore. Remember that, Sip? When Nebraska won that game, 51-41?
Mm-hmm. He blew up a guy or two.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen from Early Break here to tell you about Cigars International. I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a little fall evening outside on the deck. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International has become my go-to. They have everything, whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new. Cigars International never disappoints. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on all your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping and their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every single order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. But it's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more to elevate your smoking experience. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they're giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use code EARLYBREAK at checkout. That's CigarsInternational.com. Use promo code EARLYBREAK, all one word, at checkout, EARLYBREAK, for 20% off your purchase of $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want something new, Cigars International has you covered.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And got in trouble for it.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
Blew up some people.
Yeah.
But the thing is, they changed the rule to make it a play.
Eric Marr is super tough.
And then they went and they just, boom, took it out.
It's too bad.
Took it out. And it takes away the value
of... It's not better time.
It takes away the value of returners. It takes away those guys that just make the team for special teams. That because there's two of the plays now, can be if they keep doing it this pace, there's two phases that are non-existent. Now it's just punt and punt return.
Yep.
That's it. That's all that really matters.
I mean, one way you used to assess a team is what you'd watch them fly down on kickoff how they tackle.
I would say all the time, how do you know what kind of game you're in for? Mm-hmm. It's real simple. I'd turn the kickoff team on and I'd watch them and I go, we're in for a long day.
Yep.
We're in for a long day because watch the kickoff team cover and watch them cover all the way through the end zone, whatever they do, even if the balls were kicked out, you just knew. You can also, a kickoff team, you could feel them. You could just feel them on the
I don't have a coaching background. And when I was probably 16, I ascertained that. That's why I'm a natural football, natural football knowledge. I used to say enthusiast. That all the time. Watch the kickoff.
Yeah.
Watch the dudes go down and you'll know about this team.
Yeah. Right away, you can tell like that. You set the tone. When your kickoff team just
obliterate the guy.
Just thundering down the field.
And they're jumping around like banshees.
You're going. Or the ball gets kicked out and the guy waves it off or whatever like that. And then all 10 guys just wave right through him. And they're just kind of going like, and you're like going, oh, please bring it out. And that guy's going like, I'm not bringing it out. I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. And so the play got taken away in college and they went to the fair catch to the 25. A lot of it went away. But there's still some to do it. Still some that
25's...
Okay, whatever.
It's not 30-yard line. The 30's ridiculous.
You got to remember like that. Like
you're
said,
giving him the ball at the 30.
So I said the same thing. If you go back and look... What happened? Remember when Kansas City had the unbelievable when they beat was it Buffalo?
Yeah, Buffalo.
Buffalo
in the playoffs. Yes.
Same thing. They boom the ball out.
Mm-hmm.
Make the kickoff return team work. Put the ball. Don't have it in Mahomes' hands because it took away another play.
There were 13 seconds left. You could have made them.
Yeah.
Waste three or four or five seconds.
That was it. And so you're going to take at least. It's probably a 7 second play. It really is a set. By the time when the ball catches, when he catches it in play. The clock starts, and so that's
unless
the part.
He goes down, he just falls on top.
Unless
of it
just
right
falls
away.
Down, he can go down. But if you kick the ball to the, like I said, if you kick the ball to against, he's got to cover it, and he eats up time.
Right.
I felt the same thing when they gave him the ball. They just got lucky on the missed interception. They had the right call. They ran the same play. The Chiefs ran the same concept that they did to the Bills three years ago, and that's when the one when Minifil about picked it off. On third. If they get Winfield. That ball completed and get him blocked, they're going to have the ball screaming up the field.
Yep.
And it's going to get back to interesting again. But so there's a lot of things with it. So
good one.
The kickoff is a ripoff.
That is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-568-5. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today is a wild card Wednesday. If you're watching any election coverage last night, you probably would have saw some of this, but postal code abbreviations. Nebraska is NE. What are the other states?
Ooh.
Postal codes.
Okay.
That's a 40% chance.
I think we should go 4 for 4 today pretty easily.
Got a chance.
You know your USA postal codes for states. Please call us right now at 464-568-5.
I like this game.
Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Simple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Simple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut Up, Simple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the next down, Sip and Bill in trivia. On the week, you guys are 0-2, 35-32 overall.
Okay, not bad.
We feel okay about postal codes.
We still have a winning week.
Was the name Matt, young Ben?
Oh, Matt's...
Okay.
Ben's...
Matt.
Sorry to bother you, Ben.
Matt, how do we feel about postal codes today?
This shouldn't be a problem.
Sorry to bother you, Ben.
I think we should go 4 for 4 today.
First
question will go to Matt and Bill. If you need him, will be a lifeline for you.
Okay, Jake. I know how it goes.
Matt. Just confirming those who are tuning in for the first time.
Two straight years. Bill's a lifeline.
Matt, what is the state postal code for Louisiana?
Louisiana, L.A.
I had that
Brilliant!
One. Jake set it up. He knew I lived in Louisiana. He gave it away.
Just putting it in your face.
Yeah, he did. That's right in my grill.
L.A. is correct. Sip, first question. What is the postal code for Hawaii?
Oh, it's got to be...
I know it if you don't know it.
I think I would know this. H.I. period. Brilliant!
Just H.I. But yes, H.I. is correct.
Yeah.
Back to you, Matt, to take the lead.
I'm still a lifeline.
These are pretty easy.
Yeah, Bill. Yeah, they should all be easy.
Yeah.
Matt, for the lead, what is the postal code for Maine?
M-E.
Ooh.
Brilliant.
Ooh. M-E is correct.
A little tougher one there.
M-E is correct.
Yeah. Matt, good job.
Maine. Was Maine a swing state?
No.
No, it's not.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Jake, for the tie, what is the postal code for Connecticut?
Oh, I mean, Bill, I think...
CT.
Brilliant!
I want to be involved.
I am the head coach.
I know, but last time you made one of those moves, it didn't go so well.
All right, this will go to you guys, and Matt will go over under your number.
Oh, he has the advantage.
That's right.
Okay. He's got the advantage.
In terms of total population, where does Minnesota rank in the 50 states? Okay. Where are they ranked?
Got a penalty.
Yeah. 50 states, where does Minnesota rank in their population?
What's Nebraska right now, sir?
I can't tell you that.
Why not?
I'd be giving away information here.
I think I know what it is.
Are you doing like math on this? Just a number.
Hold it. Is it? I think you have to give the actual population.
No. I want to know where they rank. Are they first or 50? Where are they ranked at? In terms of, I don't need to know the millions what they're at. You get him at going
I think
for?
I'd go a little lower just to make his decision harder, but I don't disagree with where you're at.
You say you go a little lower.
Go a little lower to make,
Like 33rd?
No. I meant more towards the middle.
This is incredible.
28.
Yeah.
28.
Okay. 28th in population.
I like
Matt,
the number. I was just trying to make him have to really
higher work. Or lower for that for Minnesota?
I'm going with the under on that one.
Under 28th.
Big flex.
I guess I should ask, what do you mean by under in that one?
Doesn't matter. You already horned him.
They rank under.
No, 22nd. They'd be higher than 28th.
Oh, well, that's what I meant.
Well.
Whatever. It don't matter. I'd use Google anyway.
Here's the deal. You're going to have to take the loss. but you still get the box of
bagels. Yeah, we'll get you bagels.
The
bagels.
You get your dozen bagels.
Yeah, we'll get you bagels.
Yeah. Hey, we're not going to be that controversial here.
Yeah. Yes, Jake. Matt.
Usually when I listen to this show, I think that you got the best job in the world working with these two guys, but not so much today.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess not today. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it.
Thanks for calling in.
What is that?
I'm not sure.
I don't know.
Wonder what happened.
Matt took shots at us.
That's okay.
Maybe because we won.
Anyway, so Minnesota is number 22.
Yeah, they have 5.73 million people. Nebraska, 38th at just shy of 2 million, 1.98
million.
I'd guess,
I was thinking 2.2 on Nebraska.
Oh, what is it? 1.98 okay. I've seen on the
Minnesota's that populated.
We have Minneapolis, big city.
And St. Paul.
Mm. Yeah, the Twin Cities. Yeah, they got those going for them.
That was a strange comment by Matt. I don't...
Yeah. What do you mean, Matt? What are you getting at there?
I don't think we haven't said anything crazy, controversial.
It's a proper show, I think, today.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a win. 1-2 in the week.
W.
Thank you.
The spillover is next on Early Break on the Ticket.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.